The tiny plastic particles often found in personal care products like shampoo and face wash can end up in waterways, causing harm to fish and other creatures. Senator Gillibrand.
They just don't dissolve, so the fish are ingesting them and they are dying. And it's going to be a real environmental issue, and it will affect tourism. So we have to get these banned.
Research conducted at SUNY Fredonia in 2012 and 2013 shows up to 1.1 million plastic particles per square kilometer in Lake Ontario. High concentrations were found throughout the Great Lakes. Professor of Chemistry Dr. Sherry Mason said there's been evidence that the microbeads from your morning shower can make their way through wastewater treatment systems and end up in waterways. Recent research shows that particles are found in fish, and then those fish are eaten by waterfowl.
When we look at yellow perch that we collected in the over the course of the winter, on average they had about 8 to 9 pieces of plastic in each fish. And then we look at double-crested cormorants that eat perch, and we found on average about 44 pieces of plastic in the cormorants. So again, that kind of evidence that it's moving into as well as bioaccumulating up the food web.
Dr. Mason's research has influenced some lawmakers into pushing for a ban at the state level. An effort led by Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, however, was defeated in the New York State Senate this past session. Environmental Advocates of New York was one of the organizations pushing lawmakers to enact a ban. Spokesman Travis Prue.
The bill was introduced in both houses of the legislature. The Attorney General, as well as our organization and others, were working with both houses of the legislature. Senator Grisanti of Buffalo was the sponsor in the Senate. Assemblyman Sweeney in the Assembly was his sponsor. And unfortunately, you know, as is too often the case in our New York State Senate, good bills go there to die. And we saw that happen this year, and it was shameful.
Prue said he hopes Gillibrand's actions will draw more attention to the matter next year. Christopher Gokin, Director of Public Policy and Government Relations at the New York League of Conservation Voters, said the personal products industry successfully lobbied lawmakers into stalling legislation that bans microbeads, even though some larger manufacturers have already pledged to phase out certain products. Gokin said he appreciated Gillibrand's efforts, but doubts a ban would pass a gridlock Congress.
Obviously, on the federal level, legislation is not going to happen anytime soon with this Congress. So given what the president has said about using his pen to try to affect the change that Congress refuses to act on, this seems like a really great approach to dealing with this serious problem.
In June, Illinois became the first state to ban microbeads. Senator Gillibrand, a Democrat, said it's imperative that others follow suit and critical to the health of the Great Lakes.
We use our Great Lakes not only for drinking water, but for all its natural resources. We use them for tourism. They are fundamental to our economy. And if we pollute the water and all the fish start dying, we will lose business and we will lose the ability to provide clean drinking water to so many New Yorkers.
Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.